This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues, brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. No tritium monitoring required for LATL plutonium liquid waste treatment facility. In November 2021, Los Alamos National Laboratory applied to the Environmental Protection Agency to begin construction of a new radioactive liquid waste treatment facility for transuranic or plutonium-contaminated liquid waste from the plutonium facility. LATL stated in its application, quote, "Current plans are to monitor the emission stack only for particulate radioactive material. Tritium and other gas or vapor phase nuclides do not make up a significant fraction of the potential dose from the transuranic liquid waste facility," end quote. EPA is required to approve the application before construction can begin. On April 20, 2022, EPA approved the application without changing LATL's plan to omit tritium monitoring in the emission stack prior to release into the air. Tritium is radioactive hydrogen. It travels easily in the air and water, readily binds itself to almost everything, and creates tritiated or radioactive water. Tritium is used in nuclear weapons to boost the efficiency and destructive yield. LATL is under pressure to fabricate 30 plutonium pits, or the fissile triggers for nuclear weapons, by 2026 in the plutonium facility. In the fabrication process, water is contaminated with radioactive materials, including plutonium and tritium. The transuranic liquid waste facility is the second construction project to replace the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility, which began operations in 1963. The first constructed replacement project was a low-level radioactive liquid waste treatment facility. The old and the two new liquid waste treatment facilities are located directly east of the plutonium facility. On May 5th, the New Mexico Environment Department approved, for the first time, a groundwater discharge permit for the old facility, a process that began in 1994. It also granted permits to the two new replacement facilities, the Outfall 051, a mechanical evaporator, and two large solar evaporators. After treatment, tritium will be released into the environment from the outfall and the evaporators. It is unclear whether EPA added the potential doses from the outfall and the evaporators to the dose from the emission stack in its analysis before approval. In 2014, the Department of Energy Inspector General estimated that the replacement facilities could cost taxpayers about $214 million, but President Biden's proposed fiscal year 2023 budget reveals that the estimated taxpayer money needed for the construction of the transuranic liquid waste facility alone is over $215 million. Operations are expected to begin in late August 2027 and end in 2077, a planned operation period of 50 years. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to get involved, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.